AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A powerful holiday storm is lashing Southern California. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In Southern California, dangerous flash flooding, warnings of mud and debris slides, and even tornado watches are in effect following a winter storm that's bringing up to 10 inches of rainfall in some areas and 80-mile-per-hour winds in the mountains. Meteorologist Joe Sirard with the National Weather Service in L.A.
Folks are near the foothills and especially near the burn areas. A lot of folks have evacuated, and if anybody's there, there's still a danger of some mudslides, mud flows, which could impact homes. It could be a life-threatening.
Meanwhile, at least one person had to be rescued by L.A. firefighters from a drainage tunnel, and there were reports of lots of people getting stuck in their cars on roadways. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Leo, during his first Christmas Day homily, has remembered the people of Gaza facing harsh weather conditions. He emphasized the world's conflicts can only be resolved through dialogue. Leo led the Mass from St. Peter's Basilica. He reflected on the birth of Jesus and the fragility of life, drawing parallels to the struggles of refugees and displaced persons. King Charles has chosen Westminster Abbey as the site of his Christmas Day speech. The choice reflects the idea of pilgrimage that is expected to be a theme of the annual address later today to the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. A Powerball player in Arkansas has won a $1.817 billion jackpot amid the Christmas holiday. Final ticket sales pushed the jackpot higher than previously expected. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports a New York City holiday tradition is still going strong.
Hundreds gathered in New York City to ice skate at a rink inside of one of the city's most iconic parks. New York City resident Tina Goody took her grandchildren to Bryant Park's 1,700-square-foot ice skating rink to celebrate Christmas.
We live in a neighborhood, and it's just Christmassy. This is what you do with Christmas time with your children. It's such a joy for all of us.
12-year-old Emma O'Leary is visiting New York with her family for the holidays. The Ireland native said skating at the park made her feel magical.
This place makes me feel like I'm really in like a Christmas movie type of thing, and it's really like magical to be here because I've seen all these type of movies.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge's ruling has cleared the way for Hawaii to include cruise ship passengers in a new tourist tax to help cope with climate change. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.